We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavim b'Menachem Shem Yaakov b'Pinchas Elio. We're in Mila Perakei Mishnah Dalad. Natal Evan O Korah Shel Hektesh Harei Zeh Lo Mal. Mishnah says someone who takes a stone or a beam of Hektesh, he doesn't violate Mila. Sounds like he's taking it for himself. So why is that not a violation of Mila? He's stealing it, is he not? So the Bar Tanura tells you from the Gemara on Daf Chaf and Aleph, Mukila, the Gemara establishes that the subject of this Mishnah is begins by Shel Hektesh, is the temple treasurer himself. Because from the very beginning, anything that's given to the temple treasury are basically entrusted in him. So when he takes them for himself, not that he should, but when he does, they still remain in the domain of Hektesh. Because wherever he carries them within his house, they're still in the hands of the Gizbar. That means they're still in the hands of Hektesh. Aval kinis another chaver, I'll see in a moment. When he gives it to his friend, then hotziya meirshuso vishina mehektesh lechol. Now it transfers, it leaves his domain into someone else's domain. Now it leaves Hektesh and becomes chol, uma'al. And the Gizbar, by transferring to a friend, violates Me'ilah. But the Chaver Lamal, but his friend does not violate Me'ilah when it's handed to him. Shekavar Yatsal Chulin. The moment the Gizbar takes it to hand it to his friend, that is the violation of Me'ilah on his part. So that's what the Mishnah says here. Not Evan or Korah Shel Hektesh. If the Gizbar, the temple treasurer, is the one who takes an Evan or a Korah, a stone or a beam of Hektesh, Harezel Lamal, Me'ilah hasn't yet been violated. Nisanala Chavero, but if he gives it to his friend, once he transferred to his friend, hu ma'al v'chaveiro lo ma'al. He violates Me'ilah, but his friend does not violate Me'ilah. Then the Mishnah says, what about bina'a b'soch b'so? The Gizbar didn't transfer to his friend. He took the Evan of the Korah, which so far he hasn't, we don't consider this leaving the domain of Hektesh, but bina'a b'soch b'so, but he built it into his house. Hareze lo ma'al ashe yadur tachteha b'shoveh pruta. He hasn't violated Me'ilah until he lives underneath this beam or this stone, a shoveh pruta, a pruta worth. So what is this speaking about? So the Gemara explains also on Daf Chav, that the Gizbar, certainly, if he would build this into his home, whether that means that you have to shape the beam so that it fits into the house, that's a shinui in the object itself, that's certainly going to be a violation of Me'ilah at that moment. You don't have to live underneath it a shoveh pruta value. We'll have to see what that means. But obviously you violate Me'ilah at that moment. And others will claim, even if you don't shape the stone, the mere fact that you're enhancing the structure of your home by placing a beam or a stone into the house, that's a violation of Mila. You used it for yourself. You don't need to get Hanara from it, so to speak, a shoveh pruta worth. You already have. But the case here is where he's using it. He doesn't attach it structurally to his home, but rather he places it on top. And the Bar Tanura says, Ela kagon shenisanal pi aruba shelo bibinyan, without attaching it to his home, he places it on top of a skylight. So now, since you didn't shape it at all, and you didn't attach it to really as a structure to your home, so that's not considered getting hana. It's not a violation of Me'ilah just yet, until you use it. How are you using? You have just a beam. You placed it on top of a skylight. So what's it doing? It's blocking the sun. That's not really helping you. Ah, so watch. Kigon says the Bar Tanura, Shahayu Perosav Nisunim Tachas Aruba. Your fruit was underneath in your home, underneath that skylight. And rain was falling on them. They're getting ruined. Then the Gizbar took this stone of Hektesh and closed up the skylight. Once a shoveh pruta worth of fruit has been saved, has been protected from this stone, so that is considered a violation of Me'ilah, and that's at the point where we say the Gizbar has violated the Me'ilah in such a case. Natal Pruta Shel Hektesh, similar case. Here, the Gizbar took a coin of Hektesh, not a stone or a beam, but he took a coin that someone designated, gave to the Beis HaMikdash. Harei Zeh Lo Mal. Once again, he hasn't violated Me'ilah, And this is really, according to some of Farshim, we would know this already, but it's an introduction to what comes at the end of the Mishnah. This is not considered Me'ila because it's still within the domain of Hekdesh. Nisanala Chavero, but if now the Gizbar gives that coin to his friend, Humal, he, the Gizbar, violates Me'ila by giving it to his friend, Vachaver Lomal, but his friend does not. So the Asha Me'ilos is brought by the Gizbar. Nisanala Balon, but let's say he gave it to the bath housekeeper. Afap, he wants to use the bathhouse. Afap, even if he hasn't used the bathhouse yet, he hasn't washed his body using the bathhouse, hasn't turned on the shower, hasn't jumped into the pool. Nonetheless, Ma'al. He violates Me'ila, the mere fact that he now has the right to use the Merchatz, as the Mishnah explains. Shehu Omer Lo, you know, with the Balon, the bathhouse keeper tells this Gizbar, oh, you gave me the money, you paid? Hare Merchatz Pesucha, Ikonei Tzuruchos. The Merchatz is open, and you enter, and you have every right to come in. There is an opinion in the Gemara that says that the reason why the Mishnah gives us this particular case of the bathhouse is because this is really not the way it would work when it comes to something else, to another type of service. Let's say someone's going to get their nails done. So you pay the money, and let's say you're the Gizbar, and the Gizbar wants to get his nails done, and he pays the money for it, and now now he has the right to have this service done for him. So you'll say, oh, okay, so at that point he violates Me'ila. So the answer is no, because when it comes to areas of service where there are tools, let's say the scissors or the barber here, the nail clipper, let's say, of having the nails done, or whatever it may be, so only when you pick up that item do we say that you make a kinyan, a mishicha, by picking up, or hagbah, picking up something to show that I'm interested in this service. It's no different than making a transaction, where in halacha we assume that mos are not konos, that the transfer of money does not affect the transaction, but you have to pick up something. So if such a case it would be at the getting the haircut or getting the nails done, and you didn't pick up the scissors, you didn't pick up the nail clipper, so then you wouldn't violate Me'ila just yet by just giving the money. Not so when it comes to the case of the merchatz. The merchatz, you don't have any tools. You bring your own towel, the water, there's no metal and immovable objects you have to pick up in order to show that you want the service. The mere giving them money is considered that you're interested in the service, and therefore, even without picking anything up, and of course without getting even any benefit, just the right that you have to use the bathhouse, that transfer of the money is a violation of Me'ila. Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey. Achilaso v'achilas chavero. So we'll start with this case. We have a whole list where we're going to speak about where half a pruta and another half a pruta, one person and another, are going to join together to mitzdaref to violate Me'ila. Now, this would not be true. We've mentioned in the past the comparisons between Me'ila, let's say, and Truma. So Truma, and many of the laws of Me'ila are based on the laws of Truma. But when it comes to Truma, a person violates, a person who eats Truma, he's a Zar, a non-Kohen who eats Truma, so of course you have to pay back, you have to pay the family of Kohanim back for eating Truma, but that's where you eat, let's say, a Kazayas. You wouldn't say that if one person ate half a Kazayas of Truma and another Zar, a non-Kohen, ate half his Kazayas, that joins together. But when it comes to Me'ila, that can happen. Why is that true? Because Me'ila is very different than Truma in the sense that it's not about the amount that you eat as a devar achila, that's usher. That's works, but that's a kezayis generally. Here, when it comes to Me'ila, it's where you're getting benefit, a pruto worth of benefit, shava pruta. So that is something that can be done, can be violated by two people, where one person gets a half a pruto worth hana from Me'ila, from even from eating, and the other person as well. So that's what the Mishnah means. The achila sova achilas chaver, says the Bar Tanura, achal hu chatzi shir vehechilas chaver chatzi shir. He ate a half a shir. Let's say you have wine that was designated as hektesh. So one person ate a half a shir of got a half a pruta's worth of benefit, and then he gave the other half a pruta worth of wine. He gave to his friend to get benefit. So that's achila sova achilas chavero, or hanoya sova hayonas chavero. Let's say we're talking about oil. So oil of hektesh. So he got a half a pruta worth of oil hana by smearing it on his body, and then he gave it to his friend, and his friend also got a half a pruta worth of hana from the from the oil by spearing on his body. So we'll see that these are mitzvah. Or achilaso v'hanyanas chavero, hanoyaso v'achilas chavero. And it works even with achil and hana. One friend, one person got a half a pruta worth of hana, let's say with the oil, and he used the oil on his salad, half a pruta worth, and his friend smeared it on his body, he got hana from it. So one got achila, one did hana. And together it equals a pruta, but each one alone only received half a pruta worth, hana. Mitztarfin zeim zeh, they will join together. Vafilu lizman maruba. So there are two halachos, really, the Mishnah is teaching us with this last statement, which is explaining the halacha of the entire Mishnah. The first is that they're mitzaref together. Now, this doesn't mean they're mitzaref that both are chayv and asham ilos. This means, and the Baruch Tuner explains, the kol elu mitzarefin lechayvo asham ilos. They will join together for him, that first person who ate and then gave to his friend to eat, or ate and gave his friend to get hana, or got hana, gave to his friend to eat, or got hana and gave to his friend to get hana. That first person is going to be chayv. Now, the first thing we have to explain is why that's true. Why should they be mitzaref together by transferring to his friend? What exactly have you done? So one opinion is that the fact that you transfer the half or puta worth of food out of Hekdesh, out of the domain of Hekdesh, by merely giving it to your friend, that itself is your violation of milos. Of course, you're eating your half pruta worth, but then transfer, not that your friend got hana, just the transfer itself. How is that done? So either, let's say you transfer the food to him, you put it in his mouth, or let's say you basically put it in front of him and said, okay, you can eat it. Now, by doing that, what exactly have you done? So the answer is you've basically made him a shaliach to acquire the fruit, transfer it to himself, meaning out of Hekdesh, and in that way, as a shaliach, the original person, has violated the milah by appointing him. Now you'll say, hold on, ein shliach l'dvar avera. If he's doing a dvar avera, even if we're talking about b'shogeg, nonetheless, ein shliach dvar avera doesn't apply. Yes, shluch hoshel adam kamos. We assume you can point an agent. It's like you, but whether it's an avera, so then it's not like it's you. So why should the first person be chayiv? So we'll see next mishnah that the famous side or coming mishnah is that the concept of shlichus of ein shliach dvar avera does not apply to me'ila. Me'ila is an exception. There we do say that shlucho shel adam kamoso, that the shaliach of a person, his agent, is like himself, even though it's a case of an avera. So that's one explanation for why this is true. And the other is merely the fact that you give something to someone else, you get hana. The fact that you gave someone a gift, you gave him a half a pruta worth, whatever it may be. So that's your violation of milah, because that's your benefit as well. You benefit from the fact that you have pleasure. So it's the pleasure that you got on your own and the pleasure that you got from giving it to someone else. That's why they are a mitzaref. But the last statement in the Mishnah is the other chiddush, which is v'afilu lizman meruba, which means that as opposed to, let's say, we have, when it comes to truma, you want to eat truma, that kezayis has to be eaten within, we say, b'chdei achilas pras, within a certain time period, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, whatever it may be, the way people normally eat food. Not true when it comes to me'ila. Me'ila is a shavar pruta worth, so it doesn't matter, you got a shavar pruta worth in the morning and another half in the afternoon, they will be mitzarif. That's what it means, v'afilu lizman meruba. The Gemara says that this is all derived from the fact that it says nefesh ki simol ma'al, the double language of simol ma'al, teach us both of those things. Baruch Tanur says ki simol ma'al mikol makom shetimol nischayv ba'asham. The fact that it repeats it shows that milah is going to be violated in any way, even if it's done jointly by two people, and even it's over lizman ruba, even over an extended period of time.